What is up, everybody? This is the Alpha Dog, the forever immortal AJ Laster, and welcome to a special edition of the Real Talk Podcast. I'd like to thank my sponsor, as always, Anchor, for sponsoring this show. If you want to create your own podcast, but feel like you don't have the time, the money to buy all the equipment, Anchor is the way to go. All you need is a set of headphones and a cell phone, and you're good to go. Now, I know I said in my last episode that the next episode was going to be Halloween themed, but I felt like I needed to say something, needed to talk. Now, that Halloween episode is still scheduled, but it has officially been moved to Sunday. So be ready for when the Halloween themed episode will premiere. And I'm not giving away I'm not giving away any spoilers as to what that episode will be about. Tonight, I want to talk about something that really, really speaks to me. Music. I'm a music lover through and through. And, I grew up in a house, in two different houses. Pretty much in two different genres of music. I grew up in a house of country music. And, of course, I grew up in a house of hard rock and metal music. Now, the country music was my mom, and believe it or not, my dad and my entire southern side of my family. Don't get me wrong, I'm still a country boy through and through, and I love my country music as much as the next person. But, to be honest with you, I get my good taste of music from my stepfather and my stepbrothers. Because when I grew up with them, I started listening to hard rock, classic rock, and heavy metal. I listened to AC/DC, Creedence Clearwater Revival, even Metallica. And as I got older, I listened to more and more and more rock music. That is, until I ended up moving in with my dad. I still listened to rock music, then I slowly transitioned into strictly listening to country music. And then I realized, why don't I just combine the two and just listen to and mix my genre, my favorite genres of music together and create my ultimate music playlist. Then all of a sudden, I was introduced to a certain band who is the topic of tonight's episode. And I'm talking about the groove metal rock band Five Finger Death Punch. That's right. Tonight I am in the mood for a little Death Punch therapy. Now, when I was first introduced to this group, the first song that I was actually introduced to them was, believe it or not, Hard to See from their sophomore album, War is the Answer. And I just, at first I thought they were just another metal band, that all they wanted to do was growl and scream and pretty much throw their voices out till they couldn't sing no more. But no. The lead singer, Ivan Moody, he transitions between regular singing, like he's actually singing in a regular rock song, like one of those fucking pop rock songs, and then after that, he also transitions from that and implicating that metal tone to their music. Now, I know that's not pretty much what Five Finger Death Punch is, but honestly, It's the reason why they're actually one of my favorite rock bands to listen to. But another song that I'm actually personal with is their song. Well, it was actually the song Remember Everything. When I listened to that song, the first time I actually heard it was on a Sirius XM's hot one, like a regular like pop music, like regular rock music. When I heard it on this radio station, I can't remember which one it was, I was like, wait, why is this hard rock band on this modern music chart? They should be on like Sirius XM Octane. But the song, technically, it's this. I watched the Watch Mojo list of the top 10 Five Finger Death Punch songs and found out that the song was actually about the lead singer's troubled childhood. Not many people can actually say they've gone through a traumatic childhood. I can say that. I've gone through way, way too damn much in my childhood. But that's mostly my fault. I'm the one who turned against my family. I'm the one who turned against my father, my stepfather, my mother, my brothers, and my sisters. I turned myself into the villain. And the thing is, I remembered every damn thing I've done. And that song actually speaks to me. But honestly, what can I say about this rock band, this metal band, that I haven't said about many others? To be honest with you, there's nothing actually else I can say. Mainly because this group actually started in 2005, and they're still going today. They recently released their second compilation album, which is pretty much a sequel album to their first one, A Decade of Destruction, Volume 2. Me, I actually listened to A Decade of Destruction, Volume 2, and one of my personal favorite songs is actually on there. Their cover of Blue on Black, which is originally sung by Kenny Wayne Shepherd. They've actually done pretty good with cover songs before. Like, they've done good with, what is that song? House of the Rising Sun. And they've also did a damn good cover of Bad Company. And oh my God, never have I heard a damn good song like that. And to be honest with you, the first time I heard them was when I heard Hard to See. And then I heard Bad Company. And then I started listening to more and more and more of them. I was getting some much needed therapy, if you would like to get into semantics. And believe it or not, I actually own some of their albums. I actually own American Capitalist. I think I own the volume 1 of The Wrong Side of Heaven and The Righteous Side of Hell. I own Got Your Six. I own the first Decade of Destruction, and I own Injustice for Nothing for None. Sorry. And I actually own their latest album, F8, or Fate. The thing is, I like these guys. I do. Hell, I actually watched the video for their song, Bad Company. And you can easily see that these motherfuckers actually support the troops. These motherfuckers actually performed for the troops. And here's the thing, they've learned to evolve their music. Like the song, like with their album Fate, their recent album. Believe it or not, two of my favorite songs are actually, I actually have two favorite songs off that album. Inside Out and A Little Bit Off. I've also heard their heard the song This Is War. And oh my god, if you want to listen to some fucking metal, these motherfuckers actually sound a lot more metal in this fucking song. And if it wasn't for my stepfather and my brothers introducing me to rock music, well, to be honest with you, I probably wouldn't have such good taste in music. Hell, I've even introduced my kids, my 4-year-old and my 1-year-old, to Five Finger Death Punch. And oh, yeah, they don't like it when I play some of their heavier songs, but they've actually gotten used to me playing the hard shit. Whether I'm listening to them, whether I'm listening to, I think I've actually listened to Volbeat once. Hell, my playlist on fucking Spotify, I have several mixes. Most of them are fucking hard rock or metal songs. Hell, I've even played fucking Ozzy Osbourne for my kids. They don't even know who the fuck Ozzy is because they're still pretty young. But when they get older, I'm going to introduce it to them again and see if they recognize the music. Now, my daughter, she actually listened to Five Finger Death Punch while she was still inside of her mama. I mainly played Five Finger Death Punch around Ash, my wife, and every time I played hard rock music, Hannah would jam out to it. But nowadays she's a spoiled little butt and she would rather watch her own shit. But every time I play hard rock music, she actually sits there and listens to it. Hell, she even listens to Theory of a Dead Man. And that's saying something. I mean, hell, like I said, there's not much I can say about Five Finger Death Punch, but I'm trying my damnedest to say more and more and more about these guys, because these guys fucking rock. Like, seriously, these guys fucking rock. Not like these guys. And they, like I said, they just recently released their second compilation album, A Decade of Destruction, Volume 2, which I've actually listened to. They've come a long way from being just a little heavy metal band from Las Vegas. I haven't listened to their debut album, The Way of the Fist, but I want that album so I can listen to it. And I've actually listened to several tracks off of War is the Answer. I love Five Finger Death Punch. Nah, that's not me kissing their ass. But like I said, I actually got their albums American Capitalist, Wrong Side of Heaven Volume 1, Got Your Six, and Justice for None, and of course their latest album, Fate. And I've also got their first Decade of Destruction Greatest Hits album. See, these guys actually fucking rock. And yeah, I actually am going to go back and listen to their debut album, The Way of the Fist. Because I actually, watched the Watch Mojo video of their top 10. And the number one song that came off that album was The Bleeding. And I was like, That is number one. I wonder why. But then I listened to some of it when it was playing, when the fucking video on YouTube would actually play a little bit of the song. I understand why. I found out it's pretty much an angry song. But I'm going to listen to it again. Well, actually, I'm going to listen to the whole thing because, like I said, I didn't listen to the whole song. But I'm going to listen to it. I want to get to know about these guys. I want to get to know about Five Finger Death Punch. I follow Chris Cale, the band's guitarist, on Facebook. Like I said, I want to get to know these guys a lot more than just their music. Like I said, these guys support the fucking troops. Hell, they even did a song with the lead singer of fucking Judas Priest, Rob Halford, Lift Me Up. I actually listened to that fucking song because I have volume one of The Wrong Side of Heaven and The Righteous Side of Hell. Oh, shit. And believe me, that song actually earned them the top award at the Revolver Golden God Awards. Now, that's saying something. I mean, help. Like I said, this band has been around since 2005, and they're still going fucking strong. Right now, they can't tour due to this fucking pandemic. But that hasn't stopped them from actually reaching out to their fans, and it's not stopping them from releasing music. That's why they got their second greatest hits album, well, the part two of their greatest hits album, The Decade of Destruction. And to be honest with you, it fucking rocks. I even listened to one of the songs off of that, the song Broken World. Oh, shit. And if you thought most metal bands are metal, I could barely understand what the hell Ivan Moody is saying in that song. And say, but of course, when they released that War is the Answer, that actually, believe it or not, out of all their albums, is actually one of their best albums. Their sophomore effort was actually one of their best fucking albums. And I didn't even know about it until I started listening to the songs Hard to See and Bad Company. But of course, I can't just leave those two out. There's actually some other damn good songs like Walk Away, Dying Breed, and like I said, The Bleeding. But one day I hope to I'm going to listen to all the entire albums, their entire albums, and get a feel of what it's like to be a fan of these guys. To actually go to one of their concerts, because me, I've never been to a concert in my life. I don't know what it's like to be a rock, heavy metal fan, or a rock fan, rock music fan, that actually gets to see these bands live. I don't know what that feels like. I hear people saying that it's exhilarating, it's breathtaking, it's hell. You feel like you're actually in one of their fucking music videos. And Like I said, I never got the chance to go to any concerts my entire life. I was actually going to go to a Breaking Benjamin concert one year, but I didn't get the chance to go when they were in South Haven. But one day I'll get that chance. Hopefully when this fucking pandemic is over, I'll get to go to a fucking rock concert or a heavy metal concert. Listen to any of these bands that are out there. And if you guys got any rock bands that you guys want me to talk about on this show, just let me know. Like I said, hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on... oh, hit me up on Facebook Messenger, on the Real Talk Facebook page. Right now, like I said, it's under the Anything Goes banner. But it's the same shit. And at some points, I actually like to listen to these guys when I'm feeling down or when I receive bad news or hell, when I just want to fucking rock out. And the first song I always go to is Under and Over It. Because once they start getting that guitar going, I start feeling the music. I start getting into it. And I start feeling like my old self again. And like in the last episode of Reigniting the Fire, the one thing I didn't get to say was that rock music reignites my fire. And it helps me vent. It helps me see through the eyes of someone who's actually been through a lot of pain. Now, I've never done serious drugs. I've actually smoked weed before. I know weed's not technically a drug, but in the eyes of the government, it is. I smoked weed before numerous times. I even made the mistake of mixing that shit with alcohol. Not a good idea. Of course, I usually drink alcohol when I listen to rock music. That usually helps me mellow out. And of course, one time I was actually listening to them and the song, like I said, the song featuring Judas Priest lead singer Rob Halford's Lift Me Up came on. And for some reason, I just felt connected to that damn song somehow. I don't know. I still don't know how. Of course, Battleborn and Wrong Side of Heaven, more personal favorites of mine. Wrong Side of Heaven, I actually found out is about, I've seen the video. The video was about a homeless veteran suffering from post-traumatic stress. And tell you the truth, the song... is actually pretty deep. Of course, when I listen to Battleborn, like I said, I always feel like myself when I listen to it. No one stops me when I listen to it. And it's off the... The second part of their two-part album project, The Wrong Side of Heaven and The Right Side of Hell. It was from their volume 2. And pretty much, the song is pretty much about everything worth fighting for you will actually have to fight for. Every wish, every dream, every idea comes from existence only through blood, sweat, and sacrifice. We are all battleborn. And that actually came, that quote right there, that everything worth fighting for you will actually have to fight for. Well, I think I misworded it. I said everything worth fighting for, you will actually have to fight for. Every wish, every dream, every idea comes to existence only through blood, sweat, and sacrifice. We are all battleborn. It's an actual quote that Ivan Moody actually said, that he actually stated. And to be honest with you, that's all I needed to hear. Oh, and I know they've released numerous albums, but my personal favorite will always be Got Your Six, which in military terms means Got Your Back. Sometimes I do feel like Jekyll and Hyde. I'm sometimes Jekyll, the nice guy. But you piss me off, I turn into Jekyll. I turn into Mr. Hyde, who's dark, evil. And tell you the truth, I like this band. I know I keep repeating myself here, but I like these guys. These are damn good guys. And of course, these motherfuckers, like I said before, right around the lease of American Capitalist, or I think it was right around the release of The Wrong Side of Heaven and The Right Side of Hell, is when I noticed that they actually support the troops. They even support people trying to find help with mental issues or domestic abuse and all that. And that's what I think, that's actually what drew me to this band, other than the hard rock feel of their songs. Because what people don't realize is that when someone releases a song is pretty much someone telling a story. Like I mentioned earlier, the song Remember Everything off the album American Capitalist is pretty much about Ivan's troubled childhood. And I liked it. I liked learning about people's pasts and what they had to fight through to get to where they are today. And, to be honest with you, I don't think these guys are going to go anywhere anytime soon. Just like many rock bands before them, these guys ain't going anywhere. Now, I try to broaden my horizons by listening to other forms of rock music. Hell, I know most rockers actually don't use TikTok nowadays, or at all. But I've actually did a TikTok about using the song Popular Monster by Falling in Reverse. Thing is, what people don't realize is that I do have mental issues stemming from all the shit that I've put on myself. Yeah, I pretty much gave myself trust issues and everything else. And rock music is my way of venting. Rock music is my way of trying to get all my anger out. Especially when I jam out, when I play air guitar in the middle of the night, in the dark. When I do it in the dark, that makes me feel the music, the feel of the song inside. And to be honest with you, it works. When I listen to bands like Bad Wolves or Five Finger Death Punch or hell, like I said, Falling in Reverse. Or when I listen to one of these newer bands like I Prevail, and then I play the music in the dark, it really helps. And of course, like I said, everybody needs therapy. And me, and most people who listen to rock music and metal music, heavy metal music, everybody has their own type of therapy. Volbeat therapy, Trivium therapy, Mastodon therapy. But to me, I'd like Death Punch therapy. I listened to Five Finger Death Punch in the dark. Like I said, earlier tonight, the first song, well, earlier last night, since it's like early in the morning here, where I'm at, the first song I actually listened to was Remember Everything. Listening to that song in the dark actually helped. Then, of course, I listened to My Nemesis. And I apologize. And I actually listened to the song Gone Away. Of course, I do like some of their more lighthearted songs. I like their song Champagne. And oh my God, that song is just... That song was just, oh my God. If you listen to it, you would know. If you listen to these guys, you listen to Champagne with a song released in 2018, about 2 years ago. When it actually released on 420, you would know. But of course, like I said, one of my personal favorites, right beside Hard to See, The Bad Company, Remember Everything, and Under and Over It, is the cover of Blue on Black that they released for their And Justice for None album. See, there's actually two versions of it. There's the version that they got on the album, which is the standard version. And of course, they've got a re-recorded version, which I found out that the proceeds from recording that song support the Gary Sinise Foundation, which is pretty good. But even though there was actually the first cover was already on the album, they released this song as a solo single. And I actually liked how they mixed all forms of music. They actually mixed the original song's writer and singer, Kenny Wayne Shepherd's blues rock. You know, they had Brantley Gilbert add his country to it. Brian May from the big time group Queen, you know, Freddie Mercury. And of course, that makes the Brian May's classic rock and Five Finger Death Punch's mainstream rock styles. They merged them all together, and that's the version that I actually listened to. I listened to both versions, and I like both versions. And to be honest with you, I actually got the album Fate when it actually came out on February 28th. And like I said, my favorite songs are Inside Out and A Little Bit Off. And I found out that this album was actually technically considered a rebirth of the band. And I believe that it is. Because they actually brought back their original sound that you heard, that you would hear on The Way of the Fist or War is the Answer. Like I said, the song, like the song, one of the songs that they released, This Is War, I actually listened. It brought back vibes of Dying Breed and The Bleeding. And of course, when they release music, I can't stop listening to them. Hell, I've actually listened to their song Far From Home. And like I said, most of their songs talk about anger, talk about depression, talk about fighting depression, fighting drug addiction, and fighting back for what's yours. To their songs about, you know, soldiers. Hell, even their covers. Like when I listen to Bad Company, it's a lot different than the original by the band Bad Company. Then of course, I actually wanted to get American Capitalist when it came out in 2011, but I couldn't get the fucking money. Because at the time when it came out, I did not have a job. But of course, I have the album now. I pretty much have almost half their albums. I just need to get Way of the Fist. I need to get War is the Answer. I need to get The Wrong Side of Heaven and The Righteous Side of Hell Volume 2. And of course, I'm going to get their latest compilation, the Decade of Destruction Part 2, of Volume 2. That way I can actually say I have every single one of their albums. Just like I say, I pretty much have all of Shinedown's albums. I pretty much have all of Nickelback's albums. But the one hard rock, heavy metal rock band whose album I actually, all albums I want the most is this band right here. Like I said, I broaden my music horizons. I do listen to some of today's hard rock songs, hard rock music, hard rock bands, metal bands. I listen to everybody's stuff. And to be honest with you, when it comes to the death punch therapy, it gives me the opportunity to give other music a chance. Give other hard rock music a chance. Give other metal bands a chance. Hell, one point I actually listened to fucking System of a Down. Nothing wrong with that. Hell, at one point I actually listened to Bullet for My Valentine. There's actually only one song from Black Veil Brides I listened to. The song In the End. I've even listened to this hard rock band called Charm City Devils. And oh my god. That song, the song Unstoppable, and their cover of Man of Constant Sorrow, that proves to me that rock music ain't dead. And my love for rock music is all thanks to the music I listen to, the music that I grew up to, and the music that everybody else grew up with. From the 70s, from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, how music has evolved. And like I said, everybody has their own type of therapy. And me, I have mine. I have Five Finger Death Punch to actually help me get through my everyday life. Most people don't get it. Most people don't understand. They say, you're a country boy. Why are you listening to songs that sound so hateful? That talk about wanting to hurt people. Well, that's the thing. The songs I listen to don't actually talk about hurting people. Most metal songs or hard rock songs I listen to actually talk about sending a message. That we're not going to take this crap anymore. That if we have dreams, we got to fight for it. Which is exactly what I talked about in the last episode. Five Finger Death Punch actually helps me control my anger. Or better yet, it actually helps me get my anger out. And thing is, I want to thank these guys. I want to thank Five Finger Death Punch, who actually got their name from the Kung Fu cinema. You pretty much the death move called the Five Finger Death Punch. I want to thank, Ivan Moody, Zoltan Balthery, Caleb Andrew Bingham, Matt Snell, Jeremy Spencer, Bingham's no longer with the band, Jason Hook, who's actually a part of the band now, and I also want to thank Chris Kale. I actually like this guy. But of course, Jeremy Spencer left the band 2 years ago due to recurring back issues. And of course, Charlie Ingen. Well, pretty much, I want to thank any past or present member of Five Finger Death Punch for helping me get through life. And helping any other person getting through life. Getting through their issues. And I also want to thank you guys for your support for the troops. And actually getting the message out there that soldiers with post-traumatic stress disorder, brain injury, brain damage, it's a serious issue. And I want to say you guys rock. And a lot of today's rock bands could actually learn from you guys. I actually enjoy a little bit of death punch therapy. And it's exactly what I need to help me get through my day. Pretty much the death punch therapy actually helps me not want to kill somebody or bite somebody's head off. And to be honest with you, I can't get enough of it. The death punch song will always be in my heart. These guys will be a part of my life and be a part of my kids' life in this life and the next. Because, hell, I support these guys. I like these guys. But if you have any other rock music that you listen to, consider that your therapy. Everybody needs metal therapy, heavy metal therapy, groove metal therapy. And I have mine. And hell. And if rock music helps you, then let it help you. Because it helps me. And it helps anybody else going through a lot of shit. And for my final thought, like I said, your brand of music is your brand of therapy. If it helps you vent, if it helps you calm down, if it helps you settle down, then that's the music for you. Everybody has their own therapy. And be honest with you, rock is the best therapy. Rock's not dead. Rock may have been dead years ago, but rock just got a shot of adrenaline. And it's not going anywhere anytime soon. So take that, Kanye. With that being said, I would like to thank you all for listening to this very special edition of the Real Talk Podcast. And if any fans of Five Finger Death Punch are out there, I'm with you. I'm a part of your army. Don't let the music die. And give these guys the respect they deserve. With that being said, I would like to thank every single one of you people out there for sponsoring my show, listening to my show, and listening to me talk to myself for hours on end. And I hope you guys enjoyed this special edition of the Real Talk Podcast. I will be back late Sunday night for the next episode, which will be the Halloween-themed episode, which, like I said, I am not going to spoil it for anybody. You're just going to have to wait for the episode to see. With that being said, I am the Alpha Dog, AJ Laster. And I want to thank you for listening. Good night, good luck, and stay the hell out of trouble and rock on. And as always, be good people. Until next time, this is the Real Talk Podcast. Good night. Have a pleasant tomorrow. Peace.